This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Attacks on Hezbollah's communication devices in Lebanon have turned the spotlight on Israel's secretive Unit 8200, the Israel Defense Forces Intelligence Unit, which a Western security source said was involved in planning the operation. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
Although Israel has so far remained silent on the surprising attacks, security sources told Reuters they were likely carried out by its Mossad spy agency. However, one Western security source said that a secretive cyber intelligence unit that is not part of the Mossad was also involved in planning the operation, which the source said was over a year in the making. Unit 8200 is the largest single military unit in the Israel Defense Forces. It functions in a similar way to the U.S. National Security Agency and, according to sources, was involved in the development stage of the Hezbollah devices.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador blamed the United States in part on Thursday for the surge in cartel violence terrorizing the northern state of Sinaloa, which has left at least 30 people dead in the past week. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
Two warring factions of the Sinaloa cartel have clashed in the state capital of Culiacan in what appears to be a fight for power since two of its leaders were arrested in the United States in late July. Teams of gunmen have shot at each other and the security forces. Meanwhile, bodies continue to pop up around the city. On one busy street corner, cars drove by pools of the blood leading to a body in a car mechanic shop, while heavily armed police in black masks loaded up another body stretched out on a side street of the Sinaloan city. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Go to voanews.com for more news. This is VOA News. Early voting has begun in some states ahead of the United States Election Day in November. AP correspondent Donna Water has more.
Today is the beginning of in-person voting for the 2024 U.S. presidential election in Virginia, South Dakota, and Minnesota. About a dozen states will have had early in-person voting by mid-October. Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon says he wants to see high turnout and low drama, but he warns voters that post office delays this election season could mean some votes not being counted.
In Minnesota and many other states, there's a clear deadline, and the difference of even one day delay can mean the difference between a vote counting and not counting.
It's a little more than 6 weeks before Election Day on November 5th, and across the country, local election directors are beefing up their security to keep their workers and polling places safe. I'm Donna Water.
The European Union will grant a loan of up to 35 billion euros to Ukraine to help the country stuck in a grinding war with Russia, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced on Friday. She is in Ukraine, focused on helping the country to repair and reconnect its war-damaged electricity grid as winter approaches. The main aim is to help Ukraine decentralize its power grid and to become less reliant on big power stations that make easier targets. Around half of Ukraine's energy infrastructure is destroyed. Baby dolphins have been washing up dead on sandbanks left exposed by the receding waters of an Amazon lake that is drying up amid the area's worst drought on record. And researchers say it's putting the rare river species at risk. Reuters' Devi Rajaram reports.
In last year's drought, more than 200 of the endangered freshwater dolphins died in Lake Taffy from excessive water temperatures. And it's not just the rare dolphin species that are suffering. Residents living along the transport routes are stranded as shallow waters prevent boat access and leave their floating homes grounded. Lake Taffy local Francisco Alvaro Santos told Reuters it's the first time ever that his floating home was out of the water. Even houses built on stilts are now high and dry, far from the river shore.
Reuters' Devi Rajaram. 2 years ago, tens of thousands of Sri Lankans rose up against their president and forced him to leave the country. As the country prepares for its first election since then, many Sri Lankans say the current government is largely made up of the same politicians who have ruled the island nation for decades through a devastating civil war that ended in 2009 to the economic crisis that began during the coronavirus pandemic. But former protesters are having a hard time coming together behind a candidate. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.